rock it first.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome, everybody. Yes, welcome to the show, the Christmas Eve special edition. It is indeed that. Welcome. We got a late start, but hey, better late than never. All right, folks, we're glad you could join us tonight. For those that are here and those that are still yet to come, they come running, you know, just as fast as they can once the show gets going. So welcome for joining. Thank you for joining us. I guess we're going to start, Deb.
Yeah, well, I'm not there yet.
Well, you know.
Let's do your part first.
It's Facebook. All right, folks. We want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also would like to remind all the folks out there and all the various platforms that are out and about that if you're international, anytime you join us, just let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. We have none yet to give, but they shall be here. We know that. We have faith in ye. It is Christmas Eve here on the east coast of the United States. In some places, it is Christmas Day. So very, very early in the morning, Christmas Day, or not so early in the morning. It all depends on where you are on this globe. But be that as it may, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. I see folks are lining up. That's what we like to see. We'll get to you folks very shortly. When you do call in, you should hear a message. Things like 2 days in a row, knock on wood, things are crazy. You're working great. We hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. If the show hasn't started, you'll hear music. And once the show is going, you'll hear us. When you hear nothing, like you probably did a lot maybe last week when it was all broke, heard various things. Typically now when it's working, if you hear nothing, just a connection issue, hang up, call back, shall be good. I promise thee. Facebookers, when we get gaps in the calls, all we turn to you folks all the time. They come and running now. There they come, the Facebookers. Yes. So, yeah, we'll turn to you if we get some gaps in the phones and whatnot. You know, we always do. Just can't promise you times, when, who, what, where, when, why. But you'll be the first to know, of course. And you have to wait till we tell you. You can't try to – we don't. If we had a queue system, we'd tell you guys call in. But we don't. So you have to wait till we give specific instructions. And those instructions will involve being under call to Deborah Lee. But we'll talk about that more when that time comes. We can't promise. Yeah. The harp, that means you just let it do so. Free up time, you folks waiting. But before you go, I shall yank a single card from an angel card deck. And this deck tonight, the flavor is, because we have multiple decks, is the Angels of Abundance Oracle cards. And we shall like these. Hopefully there's lots of bad English in there. I love that. I love stumbling when I read, like I'm back in grade school. So we'll see what happens, but you have to bear with me. But it'll have a good message nonetheless. It is an angel card, so that is what it is. And I think I shall turn it back to Deborah Lee. We flip-flopped on you.
And, Jim, you should do a comms check with the we're hearing that your connection with the phone is cutting bad.
I was listening just fine.
Oh, was it?
Yes, I can. I can do it again.
All right, well, remember, everybody, the readings we're conducting here during the show are conducted using ordinary cards, just like moss, which I am showing you to the Facebookers. It's important to make the distinction that we're not doing tarot readings, we're not doing oracle card readings, except for what Jim's got cooking over here, and none of the other systems that are out there. Strictly personal prophecy is what you're going to get in your reading tonight. So I want to also mention that I will be using a full 24 cards layout for each of your calls. It only takes a moment for me to like lay the cards out, and then I need probably another minute to kind of study them and get perceptions from them that I can share with you. So I think that's about it on my end. Just remember, what is perceived in your reading is all about potential. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be carved in stone. As a matter of fact, likely it won't. But if you know the potential exists for you to, say, take that relationship to another level or begin looking for another job because one is out there waiting for you. Oh, is that it? Or any of the other, all sorts of questions that you might have about your future, yes, we can perceive that and its potential. And what makes this method particularly amazing and why it is so dynamic is that by perceiving your future while you're still in the present, you have incredible tools at your disposal, namely choice and change, which we'll illustrate as we're going along this evening. So we got a late start. Technology being what it is, it can be a little bit of a beast at times.
There's a tiny little audio
issue.
Tiny bit. Nothing we can do here. Nothing we can do.
What is it? Staticky or breaking up?
Just kind of cuts a little bit here occasionally.
In and out.
Tiny bit. Nothing major.
Okay.
And not like I can wave a wand and make it go away.
No.
It is the internet. Because if we can't hang up and call back and stuff, the show just shuts right down and we'd have to start from scratch. So that's not a good call.
So try to work with this as best you can.
This is the best. We shall do the best that we can do here. Right. Last minute shopper day. Imagine that. It is Christmas Eve. National eggnog. Not a shock. I have my little eggnog right here. Complete with alcohol in it. Already pre-mixed.
Not my cup of tea.
Believe it or not, this is the first time in my entire life I've had eggnog with booze in it. Never had it before.
Never.
No, I always just drank it plain.
Well, yeah. It's primarily made for alcohol, I think.
You know, I think, it's good.
Yeah.
And it can grow on me, but I think I prefer eggnog without the booze.
And it is National Eggnog Day.
I did say that. Yes, it did.
But, you know, that's egg, so it's got eggs in it. I wonder
it does.
What else.
Must have Nog, the famous from the Nog plant. Yes, you know, the Nog, the plant of the Nog. It is that plant.
All right, well, listen, let's remember with each other and with others, this isn't always a very happy holiday. It brings up a lot of painful memories. It intensifies loneliness. And they can use our compassion and our kindness, you know. So let's bear that in mind. And we will do a drawing later as we will be kicking off, so to speak, starting tomorrow, Christmas Wishes and New Year's Dreams, which is a special program that I do in December for the first of the year. So when you will be calling up for your readings, I will be asking you, did you get your Christmas wish or what is your New Year dream? Okay. Now, I'm going to turn this back to Jim, and he's going to take over.
Which means we're getting the show on the road.
Yes.
All right, let's do this, folks. First caller. Let's start off. Area code 415, which is out west to us in California. 415, welcome to the show. You're the first caller.
Hello, glad to have you with us, and Merry
Thank
Christmas
you.
To you. It's so good to have
Hi,
you.
Hi.
Who are you, please?
This is Jessica. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I'm glad you guys got on because I called earlier and you weren't there.
Oh, all right, Jessica. Glad to have you with us.
Our show started a little late.
Yeah.
But we show must go on.
A little bit.
Right. We have some technical things with the other platform. It is what it is.
All right.
We're here.
Tell us, what's your situation and what are you going to ask or pose to the cards as your question?
So how do I put this question here? I was working with this girl. We'll just kind of leave it vague like that. She's very sensitive and sort of insecure. And she was working for me just doing like a side job. And we had like a little thing go back and forth, you know, like a little non-aligned, let's put it that way. And I wrote her an email just sharing some things that she was like wrong about. We kind of went back and forth just a couple of times. And I think that we're not going to be working together anymore, but I just, she keeps coming to mind, and I know I was firm in my email, but I'm just kind of wondering, why is she still in my head? And I guess, like, do you see us still working together? I don't really know what is going on, why I'm still thinking about her.
Are you her supervisor or just a coworker? I mean, not to say just.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, she's working for me like in my business. So it was, I guess you could say like a supervisor, but it was a short-term gig.
Short-term gig. So that person no longer works for you?
Well, we finished the one project we were working on, and there were some issues with that at the end that I kind of made some comments to her about. And she made comments to me, too. She was, like, a little snappy back at me. And we talked about possibly doing stuff starting the new year, but it was very mixed, like, working with her. Like, she's very psychic. I shifted a lot in working with her, but it's, like, her insecurities. And, like, there was just, like, things that weren't defined between us. So... we haven't spoken since then, but that's not really saying much because she shuts off, you know, email because it's like the holidays and stuff like that. She's very like strict with that.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if you were picking up on it at all, but she has a very definite problem with depression. And she also either... drinks too much or she's a drug user. There's definitely excess here in the way of trying to, if she's actually trying to smooth out her depression without realizing that what she's doing can actually cause it to boomerang in the sense of making it worse.
Catch 22.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if you were aware of that. I think she's on your mind because you could tell that something was amiss with her. The problem we run into in these kinds of situations is that they have to want to change their lives. They have to want to. We can lead them to all kinds of help and tell them where to go as far as, becoming clean, but if they don't want to, they're not going to. So I just think it was tugging on your heart a little bit concerning her. That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm picking up on.
So you're getting that's why it's still on her mind.
Yes.
After they had their discussion.
Yes.
Okay. And like you said, she didn't shut the door enough.
I was also thinking that maybe I was like too harsh on her. She's just like really sensitive, like too sensitive. If you know, like it's.
Yeah.
Yeah, but working in the professional world, people have to develop, you know, a kind of a tough skin.
She does need to. I know what she's saying. Some people are more sensitive, but they have to kind of work around that. That's almost like a flaw, you know, and they're going to do business and work for or with people. They have to be able to take constructive criticism. They have to do that. And you can't take the burden of her on yourself.
Honestly, Jessica, I don't think if you continue working with her, if things will get better, they may very likely get worse. Between the two of
because
you.
Of the oversensitivity of her?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and that's too bad. You know, is she young?
She is. You know what? You know how people say, like, that younger generation is like snowflakes or something? Have you heard that saying?
Yes.
Oh, I believe it.
So, like, I never really
Yeah, go ahead.
I was never, like, really aware of that so much, but this girl made me think of it. She's also a crystal child, if you're aware of what that is. And I just kind of, I was like, oh, I wonder if there's, like, a connection here between, like, you know, I'm an indigo and we say it how it is. We're like maybe a little bit rough around the edges. And I just kind of, I felt like she was like kind of controlling our interactions because I had to keep like really diluting what I wanted to say to her. And I hated doing that.
It screws up your ability to communicate if you have to try to carefully word every single thing that's in your mind because of the person's oversensitivity. What is a crystal person, crystal child?
You broke up. What you were asking what it is?
You said she's a crystal something. What is that? Could you explain that to us? We'd like to learn.
Yeah, crystal child. So, like, there's indigos that like that come first or whatever, like the wave of indigos who have this like fierce energy to like, you know, like rebels, and they stand up to like corruption and they're all about justice. It's spiritual things, like if you Google it. And then like the generation after indigos is crystal children, and they're very like kind of pure of heart. And like I saw she was reflecting a lot of like she I don't think she they don't realize that I don't think they realize that they're like healers, but she was reflecting a lot of things for me. Like she shifted a lot of like they don't have the deep karma that indigos have to like work through, although they still have issues to work through. But it's like they have really big eyes, they're really innocent and sensitive, overly sensitive, and I don't know all that, but I started looking it up again because I felt it with her.
She does not know that she is this type of person?
She does know. She was thinking she was maybe an indigo or a crystal. She wasn't sure. And then after I was like working, I only worked with her for like a week, but like within a few days, I was like, after I spoke to her on the phone, I was like, this girl, I would write her emails and I would say, don't get offended. I'm not going to use this artwork of yours. You know, I don't like want you to take it personal, but like I had to always phrase things like that. It was really annoying because I'm trying to give her feedback for my project. So,
yeah. Hopefully as she matures in life, she'll be able to change the way she can interact with folks, because
what she needs,
she's gonna have to do that to get along in life.
Yeah,
she's young. Oh my god,
she needs somebody to mentor her and nurture her,
maybe somebody that is the exact same type of person but is much older, another crystal child that is maybe 20 years older, knows, all right, I went through that when I was your age too, here's what you got to do. But who knows where you find those people? I don't know.
Well, so that was like an interesting thing too, was because like I started to feel like maybe she kind of felt like a sister energy, and maybe I was like to mentor her a bit because she would like hang on all my words. And then that's also what made me feel bad that I maybe hurt her feelings or something by being too harsh, but that's just me being me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't harsh.
Right, you can't have a working relationship if you have to hold back on feelings.
Well, that's true.
It'll never work. Yeah, it's a working relationship. You can be friends.
Also.
But sometimes you can't be friends. And, right, exactly, yeah. All right, well, I'll tell you what, that was a very interesting.
Thank you. You're going to have to do what's best for you and your business.
And so the bottom line to her question, why she's been thinking, why is it on her mind a lot, is because she just...
I think that you
feel bad for her.
This girl was needy and wanted, you know, the reassurance. And this is why I feel that she abuses some substance in her life. It helps her to feel less, like, sensitive to the world.
She hasn't learned how to control that on her own. All right. So the little numbing effect. All right. Real quick, here is your angel card. Here's your angel card.
Yeah, don't leave us.
The subject of your angel card is God is your source. Everything you need is supplied by the infinite source of God. It's provided by the infinite source of God. And your faith, opens the doorway to receive it. I got to paraphrase these a little bit.
Are those Japanese ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
There is no lack and limitation. Rather, there is plenty of abundance for all there is here, because God is your source, basically. God is your source. So everything you need, everything you're in touch with, and God can be a relative. You can be synonymous if you're not Christian or whatever. We all know that.
Higher power.
Yes,
source,
exactly. Whatever your spirituality is, that card can still apply. You just got to substitute God if God is not your thing.
She's going to, mm-hmm. I want to give you this before you leave. She is going to find a better situation for herself. This one is, like I said, it's only going to disintegrate even more between you, because the working relationship, she wants it to be superseded by, like you said, a sisterly mentoring. And she'll find something that will fit her better. Yeah.
Do you think that she's going to reach out to you? I mean, I mailed her one of my books, and I know that she's going to like it. Do you think she's going to actually email me back and say something about it, or like, can I just put that to rest?
I think that you should put it to rest for now, and try to find peace in your own mind pertaining to her, because you were not the one that was supposed to take this role on in her life, as far as, you know, the guiding.
Yeah, that was not the nature of your relationship.
That's right. That's
right.
What I'm
it was
say.
You guys were business. I mean, you're sensitive, you're humans, and you want to take it beyond. You know, but it, the nature of your relationship is a business, and it was clashing because of your sensitivity.
Yeah.
So you should bear no guilt. You should bear no burden of guilt. You did nothing wrong.
Absolutely.
She had to mature in her own way if she ever can. Especially when you describe that type of person the way she is. That sounds like that person is going to have to find themselves somehow, and hopefully it will not be chemically. Hopefully they'll be able to deal with it without the chemicals. Well, chemicals can be fun sometimes.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Thank
we have a relative up in Pennsylvania right now visiting family. Thank you very much. Yeah, she's actually in PA, even though she has the California area code. It's the world we live in. I remember when they made that big deal. I think that was in the 90s. You can keep your phone number forever. And I was like, oh, that's great. And I was like, yeah, it's cool.
But
you don't tell 15 people you got a new phone number. But it's weird when you see these numbers on your phone if it's not somebody you know. It's like, why would somebody call me from this state? Oh, because they're not. They're right down the street. But that's just the number they had when they went to college or whatever. So it is what it is.
Catherine, that sounds absolutely delicious. I would love to get in the kitchen and start making some of that now.
Yeah, pasta, good,
I'm
but
dying.
Bad.
I'm dying for some good pasta and socks and balls, as in meatballs.
But that'd be terrible.
Or sausage.
Or both in there, yeah.
Sausage and balls.
Yeah, I think even the chain outfit, it's actually pretty good for a chain outfit. They have some good socks. Olive Garden.
Well, but
I'm not saying that their sauce is it's a chain outfit sauce.
It doesn't rival mine.
It's a chain outfit sauce. I mean, they have a recipe that they have to be able to give 14 million different restaurants to follow, so they're consistent. And it's got to please the masses, because too much garlic can piss some customers off. Not enough garlic, they got to try to make it
I do have
balanced.
A recipe that actually an ex-husband long ago talked to me. How to make, and this spaghetti meal has actually brought chefs to me when I brought it to, say, for potluck, whatever. And they'll come and say, you have to give me that recipe. And you have to admit, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that a lot of the people that are hardcore into their sauces, because she says she makes hers like a two-day process, a lot of them will have somebody sit down was a razor blade and slice the garlic so thin that it just liquefies.
Nice guys.
Yeah, and I've heard that before too. Because that way the garlic, it'll be fresh, but it'll still basically liquefy. It won't actually ever see it ever.
Well, we'll have to do that the next time we
meet. You can sit down with a razor blade. You know, they were in prison, so they had nothing but time on their hands to sit with a razor blade for 2 hours. razoring garlic, that guy, you know, nothing. And everybody else had different tasks. Remember when that...
Thank you, Laura.
One guy was in charge of them. Yeah. Everybody had different tasks. Well, you know, they had a rough life in prison. International shout-out to Laura. First international shout-out of the night to Laura in Canada. Right. Oh, Canada. Yes, indeed.
What happened to all of our UKers?
You know what? They might have. It's Christmas Eve. A lot of times people party very hard and crash hard.
It's like 12:30 there, so I bet you they are passed out.
It could be that, and if a lot of different things could be going on, or it could be at sometimes 12:30 for some people is just the beginning of a party. The night owls.
Visions of sugar plums are dancing in their heads.
You know. Yeah, well, you got to take that with a grain of salt. What? There's not a kid on earth here would want a sugar plum when he could have another over-the-counter candy. That's all they had back in the day, though. There was no real candy, really, right?
When I was a young kid, that was a tradition to have it read at the gathering on Christmas Eve.
The night before Christmas?
I hated that with spoons.
I'm glad we didn't get to that. There was enough things on TV you could just turn on and watch a traditional show where somebody was already reciting it. You know, we used to watch the old 60s, 70s, whatever that cartoon was, the 70s Grinch Stole Christmas cartoon. That was great. Charlie Brown Christmas was great. You know, all those Christmas ones, all the claymation ones there, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Those were great. It didn't matter how old I was. I would still watch them now if they were on, but they're not. I would watch them at a teenager. I was like, oh, they're on. These are cool. Even The Wizard of Oz, that came around. That always came on right before Thanksgiving every year. Always
watch it. Now we can watch Lifetime.
You can stream anything you want.
TV, and we can watch shows like Poison
Tampa. Yeah, everybody can stream anything. Where like back in our day, you had to wait for them to broadcast it because there wasn't even VHS, wasn't even out yet. There was nothing.
Yes.
There was nothing video-wise. Nothing. Yes, I know. I walked up the hill both ways to school and from school. That little thing. How hard we had it. I had to go to back. I went to school. I had to walk to and from school, uphill both ways. Blah blah blah.
Yes,
yeah. Mm-hmm. International shout out to Rachel in Australia. It is Christmas Day there in the morning, even. Like sun is out in the morning there for Rachel. Because it is the longest day of the year, just the other day. So her sun comes up early and it sets late right now in Australia.
Okay.
It's got to be an interesting thing.
What?
To be on that side of the world. And a lot of the traditional things you see out there in the media has snow and all this other stuff. And you're not getting that if you're on that side of the world for Christmas. Snow is not in December.
No, they can go to beach.
I'm just saying, but it's got to be weird when you see all the Christmas shows and it's like chestnuts roping open fire. It's cold out there and all this cold stuff. And it ain't cold there. It's got to be interesting.
Yeah, you really don't see much for Christmas.
But I guess they grew up that way.
In like
Florida,
or it's like saying Australia.
Depends on where you are in Florida. Northern Florida they're not going to see feet of snow, but it dips down. I remember they get the frost out there that screws up the oranges and all that crap. Oh, yeah, that happens every summer, destroys the orange plants and shit down there. They get it up. Then obviously you're not getting that in South Beach and the Keys and stuff, that kind of weather, but it happens in the northern part of Florida. I mean, that space shuttle blew the hell up because it got like down below 40. That O-ring wasn't supposed to function at 40. So it's written, and that was like the whistleblower thing. They made every engineering organization on Earth study that.
What?
And learn.
From the.
They said, you
folks,
you grunts, you don't try to put pressure on you for schedule. You skip that. You jump up the chain. There was actual people says, you cannot do that. That thing is, it's going to fail. And they're like, well, NASA's getting on our ass to launch this thing and blah, 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 blah. So we got to do it. So I said, I know. Yeah. I got up in the morning to watch it that morning. I went up there at old dark 30. Those nighttime launches are great. The dark sky, the flames and everything. And it's like, what's going on? And I thought, they delayed it. They delayed it waiting for the temperature to warm up. But it didn't warm up enough.
No.
And then kaboom.
If you dig deep enough on the internet, and I did some years ago, you can find the postmortem that they did all kinds of NASA documents on what they found of the wreckage.
They learn a lot from disasters. Yeah. Unfortunately, they learn the most from disasters than anything, unfortunately.
They were still strapped in their seats.
Yeah, they told the media they died instantly up in the air, and they said, nah, they later on they said, no, they really didn't.
Yeah.
Nope, they were tumbling and tumbling on the way down. Probably died on impact of the ocean, possibly. But there was a tumble. They might have passed out from fear. That happens a lot, they say, to pilots and stuff. But all right.
I got to tell
you. Enough. Let's talk about more death and destruction on Christmas Eve.
Yay! On your screen, Jim, there is a piece of dirt or something on me, like a loop ball. Every time I'm
looking, when I'm looking this way, there's
no,
something right here.
But it gives me a Hitler mustache right there. That thank you.
I have a screen. I don't have any reason to look at my screen. First of all, since if we go through
keeping
the trouble,
my
to,
eye on you.
You don't need to because you got it right there to watch everything I do. Otherwise, shut that shit down.
If I don't watch, he'll get into dirty talk.
But you would see it. That's the thing. Shout out to Suzanne in Scotland. The angry Scots are here. Yeah, how's the toilet, Suzanne? All right, let's take the phone. Let's
now,
go back to the phone.
Toilet water goes in the direction is off.
In the northern hemisphere.
Okay.
917. We're going coast to coast. Well, he's area code wise. Going to New York 917. Welcome to the show. You're the
Hello,
second caller.
Glad to have you with us. Merry
Welcome.
Christmas. And
hi. Hi.
We're speaking to
Casey, alias Chit Chat from before.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
How are you guys?
Well,
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Interesting night.
All right, tell us. What brings you to the show this evening?
Oh, I don't have very much happening, which in a way is okay. But I'd like to know what's ahead for me. Actually, I would also like to know about tonight, Grace, who is my partner's daughter. You know, she would have been my stepdaughter if we actually did get married. Anyway, and I had been included in her supposed Christmas Eve tradition, especially she started it with me and Nick, and then she expanded it to include her parents and husband's parents and kind of grew from there. And after he passed, she said to me, I will always be invited to the Christmas Eve. I am a part of the family. And then COVID happened, and I started hearing all kinds of excuses, I'm not having it because of it, and then every year it was something else. And I just have a feeling she resumed it with the immediate family, her parents and in-laws, and they decided not to have me, because in many ways I'm different from them. I think differently anyway, or whatever the reason. So I'm wondering, is that right?
Okay, are you still with her father?
Oh, no, that's the thing. He passed away.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Refresh you, I guess. Yeah, that's when I started calling into the show, and I kind of bonded with you over, you know, you were helping
right.
me out. You commiserated, and you were, kind of given me encouragement, I guess, kind of, or whatever. So, yeah, that was, I know it's been some years, but that's when the first year after that, she said to me, I will always be included. I'm, kind of like a part of the family, even without him. And then COVID happened, and it was like, not doing it. And then, it was every year since, it's been some kind of excuse or another. And I have a feeling she resumed it with, like I said, the immediate family members, and they decided not to have me anymore. So I want to know, am I right with that, or am I just being paranoid?
Personally, what I perceive here is that it's not her decision. I think it's another family, like a female member in that group. Did you kind of rub each other the wrong way somehow, or I don't know. There's another female here who has asked that you be eliminated from these events. So
would that be her mother?
that's what I'm thinking. And, you know, it's not really right. But sometimes people move on emotionally. And the pandemic changed us all in many ways. I am much more a homebody than I ever was. And it just seemed to have developed some seclusion that we were all in. But, yes, it looks like it's her mother. And I don't think her mother's too well. So she doesn't want to ruffle feathers there with her mom. But I feel that this daughter of your late, boyfriend, she loved you loves you dearly. And if her mother passes away, she's going to be very much back in your life. Okay, so that's what I'm seeing here. And I'm sure we'll add a little...
Well, she is in touch with me. She is in touch with me. You know, she is in touch with me some. She used to come more often. She finally came for a visit a few weeks back in early December. And the new thing is she's pregnant. So, you know, I don't know how many more months she'll be active that would, you know, I invited her to come this week because she's a teacher. Yeah. She's off this week. I don't know if she will. And I don't know, you know, how much I will see her afterwards. She's going to be giving birth in a few months. And I don't know, you know, how much she would have me in a part of her life with the baby also. Or maybe the mother is going to interfere with that.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. I hope that she'll make a visit for you, you know, to see you, so you can see this baby and still be a part of her life. I'm hoping that for you. And I really feel that in the long run, things are going to get better between the two of you. So she's trying to do a kindness for her mother, be like Switzerland there. But I don't think the mother's being very fair either. But what can we do? Jim, what have you got?
What do I
have?
I tell you what I don't have. No, I'm just kidding. Here's what I got. It is my angel card. It is, subject is block out distractions.
Yeah.
Your life's purpose and other priorities need your undivided attention, so it's time for you to take charge of your schedule and working environment by turning off electronics and avoiding anyone or anything that distracts you from what's important. You already know what these distractions are. You have the power to and responsibility to block them out.
Wow.
So block
off the technology.
Or what other or if it's not technology, some other things that are distracting you because you have some schedule and things you want to work on, and maybe sometimes we invent things to procrastinate doing things we should be doing.
I guess.
Humans, that's what we do.
Well, I want you to know that the new year is really on an upswing, Kit Kat. It definitely will. And are you contemplating moving to another?
Oh, I would love.
I'm sorry?
Another, yes. No, I didn't want to interrupt you. Another what? I would love to move. I don't.
Okay.
Yes.
Financially not able to at the moment unless, you know, something happens. I would like to move to a warmer climate, but that's a dream.
Yeah, we know moving is a big, big, big logistic and financial burden. So everybody makes it sound like, I just move. It's like, yeah, just move, man.
Some people love the change of attitude.
Well, you can love it, but it takes a lot of effort, not just physical effort, financial effort. You know, unless you don't have stuff. Everybody has stuff. You got to move that stuff. You got to pay. You got to clear finances with the place you live, get finances going. Everybody wants money up front to get a new place. It's just, it's hard now to move.
It's
it really
definitely,
is.
Definitely a possibility.
It can be done,
though,
but it's difficult.
And, you know, things
you see
will
that
happen.
In the cards, then.
Yes, it's definitely right here. The thing is, we did not let existing finances hold us back from manifesting that future. I'm going to tell you, my late husband had not lost his job. He was laid off for like months from his job. I was actually, I called it a royal flush of credit cards that we were bouncing between in order to stay afloat. And I happened to pick up a paper at a carnival. My children were young then. We took them to a carnival, and there was a paper going in the grass, and I picked it up. And it said, let us help you get a home. And we called the number the next day, and that was when Countrywide was busy.
Well, you know, that was back in the 90s when Bill Clinton kind of opened the door and said, I think everybody should be able to own a home. It shouldn't matter that much
and,
how broke they are. And all these places, okay, Bill, we're going to give everybody a loan then.
What happened is they placed the realty firm that was throwing these papers out in public. They were embellishing on the finance.
There was two. I think it was Countrywide and Sallie Mae. There was two places that were main offenders. It was the FHA Fair Housing Act.
Yes, it was.
And you know, and then what happened? Housing prices doubled.
They did after that, but we had our house.
And a lot of people made bank on that when it doubled, and then sold their stuff before it tanked. The bank before it tanks. All right. Well, hey, thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, kick ass. You know, have some faith.
Well, thank you for holding patiently for so long.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank
all
you.
Right,
I've been
working on
faith. Always good to hear from you.
Thank you. I've been working on faith and with the law of attraction. And, you know, I understand about that. You have to be in the proper frame of mind and feel the emotion about it and trust it will happen. So I've been working on that. Trying to get my attitude there as much as possible. It's hard to maintain that, but I'm doing that as much as I can.
Yes, and unfortunately, there's no timestamp on that. So sometimes us humans get pissed off. I've been manifesting this, nothing's happening. God and whatever spiritual way you live in doesn't give you a timestamp. You have to wait a long time.
It comes at home.
Or you may not. You just don't know. You don't know. But that's where that big effort is, faith. It's all about having the faith. And that can be tough to do. Well, she knows how to do that. Thank you so much. Have a great holiday.
Thank you.
We'll
thank you. Thank you so much. Yes.
Absolutely.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Sure, and you can call back on more frequently if you desire. We are always here for you.
Yes, I will. I have, but a lot of times I don't get on early enough, but I will make a better effort there.
Thank you.
That's up to you. We understand life has come first.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much. We'll talk again.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Take care.
Yes, indeed. The call to the anything before we... Do you have anything? Anyone? Bueller? Anyone? Bueller?
Not really.
That was Ben Stein? Is that guy's name? That was that Bueller?
The teacher.
Was it him?
Yeah. I believe it was.
Isn't he like a real life genius or something, I think? I could be wrong. I'm often wrong. Let's see. Suzanne. Well, I hate it. I'll let Deb read that.
Read what?
What Suzanne just typed. It's like you put that screen up there, Chicky. Yeah, I'm going to get the next caller lined up. And we shall go to the phones. Don't worry on the phones. We're here for you. Facebooker, if we get gaps, we'll turn to you. We appreciate you being here with us tonight on this beginning. Well, I'd say it's the official beginning of Christmas, even though
Suzanne, I'm really sorry, but I come from that kind of family background, too. And you never knew when something was going to cause, it'd be like I don't know what you'd call it. It'd be like an explosion. Somebody would say something that was, inappropriate. Somebody drank too much. That was usually the thing. And, oh, boy. I'm sorry. I am really sorry that happened to you.
I have depleted my eggnog.
Yes.
But be that as it may, area code 520. Lisa.
Hey, you guys. How are you?
Hi. How are
What's going on, and what is your status tonight? Do you have child?
Oh, my God. Oh, I had to cancel tonight because all day today I was out doing Steve Jimbo's word project. And
oh, dear God, Lord.
And,
yeah, too fast. We don't know who's in the crosshairs.
Scratch another life form on this earth. Somebody's biting the dust, biting the bowl.
Another actually, my bite. Neighbor called me. My neighbor called me last night, and I kept telling him, no, go ahead and go do your thing. And he said, no, I want to go with you. And I said, no, don't. I didn't want him to come with me because I had plans with my girlfriend. And so then I said, okay, well, if you do come with me, then we have to go early. And then he asked me this morning, he said, what? Do you have a hot date or something? And I said, no, it's just with my girlfriend. She wanted to take me to a ranch and blah, blah, blah. We had all the stuff lined up. So, anywho, we went and did. The neighbor and I spent, you know, we were working. And then we went out to lunch, which was fabulous. God, I found this new place. It's so great. It's cheap and tasty. Don't you love it when you find something like that?
No.
Hungry like the wolf?
No, I'm hungry.
I said that, and I said hungry like the wolf.
Daddy said hung like the wolf.
Oh,
only in your ears.
Like
only in your ears. Only your ears would hear that. Only your ears would hear that.
With Catherine and her balls and sausages.
I don't. I don't think the canine species is known for being hung, first of all.
And so I had to call my girlfriend. And yeah, we went to a store, my neighbor and I, that was a new 99-cent store and bought groceries that I needed for my kid when I go pick him up tomorrow. And I had to call my girlfriend. I said, I'm sorry, I have to cancel tonight because I have to be up and at him early in the morning and get on the road to go get my kid. Anywho, that's for the land lays.
Yep. So how early are you getting up tomorrow?
Well, you know, I always have great intentions. I just need a good night's sleep. And how early? You know, ideally it would be great to go at, get up at 5, you know, and get on the road within an hour. Mm-hmm. That would be great, ideally. And
the time can go, was it just nice and casual?
She's getting ready to go get him.
Oh, I meant your neighbor.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, you're right.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We don't know. That could be good or bad.
It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun.
Well, great.
A lot.
Trying now, because when I read your cards last, which I think might have been last night.
It's called damage control.
Yeah.
It is.
You got to take that with a grain of salt when somebody's in damage control mode. When they go to damage control mode, that's not going to be who they are forever. That's damage control. They're trying to build something back together, but they're not going to keep doing that damage control.
Yeah.
That temporary thing. So just remember
that.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
I don't have cards anyway. Anyway, you want what do you want from Deb for the cards? What do you want? What do you want?
Well,
what
do the cards say as far as finger on the pulse for the next, however the cards can see, I guess.
In the immediate near future, what do you see in the near future for Lisa?
Please. Thank you.
Yes. She's going to get up on the road and go get child.
And the flaccid Sultan was calling my neighbor when we were in the car together, and then my neighbor had the phone to his ear talking to the flaccid Sultan, and they were wishing each other happy Christmas, and then my neighbor leaned over to me and he said, well, he's wishing you happy Christmas. And I said, oh, okay. And then I named the bar that he had fallen asleep on the floor. And I said, I'll sleep there again.
God.
And then my neighbor got upset with me. He said,
got upset? That's hilarious.
The neighbor got upset?
He shouldn't have got upset. That's hilarious.
Well,
I'm going to relay that.
The neighbor didn't get, like, full-blown anger or anything. And he just quietly and calmly said, now, he has a nickname for me when he thinks I've gone off the rail. It's a flattering nickname, but He said, you're just acting like her again, and you're not, he said, what, you don't stop and think, blah, blah, blah. And so
Why?
I don't want anybody giving me a fucking name like I'm a different personality. I would not. I don't care if it's flattering or not. Nobody's going to, hey, you're acting like Joe again. No, I am me. And that dude passed out on the floor of a bar, and he got to live it up and just let's joke about it. You have to be able to joke about it. I had a buddy and he passed out and I had a chick that I liked and she out there and witnessed it, I would laugh it up and give him shit about it instead of being like that.
Sure.
I would have passed that along. I'd have said, hey, Lisa says, how'd that floor feel passing out on it? I'd have had a good time if I was her
neighbor.
He got a little funny.
Why?
You're acting
he
like...
He calls me. There's a name he calls me. It's like he gives me a name, and it's not insulting or anything. It's just a little, like, he'll call me Dora. He says, oh, now you're acting like Dora. And meaning, you know, that when I go dancing or whatever. And it's just, and, you know, there was a show on, I forget what the name of it was, old radio show. And the people argued on it. The married couple argued on it all the time.
The radio show?
And I told them, I'm trying to remember the name of it. And I told, I'm into nostalgia. My mother was into nostalgia. My sister's into nostalgia.
I love these old shows.
And they argued all the time. That's what I told them. I said, we're like bickering all the time, friendly bickering.
The one where they argued the most I remember was The Honeymooners, but that was TV show on the radio. I remember The Honeymooners, Jackie Gleason and stuff. They argued all the time.
Because
sorry,
the
anyway,
military.
Sorry, no. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
No, go ahead. Because of the military. Go ahead.
Oh, who's got a golden head? Lisa?
Lisa, you finish your thought. You said because of the military.
Oh, no. Well, I didn't watch TV a lot. I listened more to the radio, listened to old time radio shows, and I just love those. I'm an aficionado. Same way I was telling him, I said, this is reminding me of that couple that always argues. Dickers or something like that.
Yeah, well, I got you. I know what you're saying. That's a classic thing from ever since there was any kind of media, because you know why?
What?
It's funny because that's a lot of that is truth. Couples argue. That's why that stuff's so funny.
Right.
Even radio shows and books and stuff, it's all funny.
He is really going to try to be very attentive to your grandson.
It's damage control mode. Don't get all,
He doesn't want to have to fade out of his life.
Exactly. He's looking out for number one.
He doesn't want you to replace him with your social group.
Yeah, he's looking out for his interests. So you got to keep going. Oh, when he like makes these efforts, remember he's looking out for his interests.
It's
called damage control, and once he feels the damage control is not needed anymore, it's gonna go right back. I guarantee it.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
I don't have cards. I don't need to do it because I know humans. They suck.
But people are capable of change
if they want to.
Yes.
Okay.
And
most of them don't. You notice that?
Here's the thing, though. I don't want to diminish her role in his life because Lisa's been life-changing for the neighbor, too, ever since they met.
What did she change in his life? I'm curious.
She has – I told her over a year ago, this man had a lot of pain inside of him that was putting on a broken heart. That you were going to be terrific for him.
Oh, Dad, you're giving me chills. You know what happened today when we were driving? He told me his sister, who he takes care of in a remote way, he sends her money and he makes sure everything's done for her. And his very childhood friend goes and visits her once a month. Anyway, a miracle happened in his life. He didn't call it a miracle. I'm calling it a miracle. He's on the outs with his brother. His brother's a professional architect and, you know, old-time immigrant story where the family pulled everything together to make the brother able to go to university. And the brother is a horrible person, horrible. He separated from the family and didn't look back. Well, the sister is proudly telling my neighbor that the brother's going to pick her up and they're going to spend Christmas together. She's disabled mentally. And I did expect the phone call from your brother. And so he said, nope, I'm not having anything to do with him. He took care of his mother. My neighbor took care of his mother and his father. And that brother stayed distant with his multimillionaire wife or whatever. I hear this story, you know, I'm sad. We all have our sad stories sometimes. And so that's a miracle. You're giving me chills because anytime he mentions his brother in the beginning, there was a lot of pain.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that kind of thing runs through, I think, everybody's family on one level or another. Where siblings are estranged or there's animosity from, it can even be from grown children.
I would like to hear the other person's point of view, though.
Well, because you're an engineer.
Well, I'm just saying.
You've got all this analytical.
When you talk to, it's like a court case. When you talk to the prosecution, they're going
to lay it. There are three sides to every story.
They're going
to lay
things out. She's right. She's right.
It's hers and.
Go ahead, Lisa. She's right.
The truth.
Say it.
Yeah.
My side, his side, and the correct side, or the truth side.
And usually the truth is in the middle somewhere, typically. Not always, but you always assume it's in the middle until you know otherwise difference. Like if somebody says, oh, my God, Lord Jesus, all this crazy, this and that, you got to take that with a grain of salt and say, well, I feel for you. You're not going to question them when they say it. Oh, you're lying. You're full of shit. But you got to, say, okay. But you got to, file in the back of your head. People, they're looking out for number one. They're going to tell you their story so you feel like, oh, my God, I am so good. I'm outcast. I do everything, and the family hates me. Take that with a grain of salt until you know the other side of the coin.
Well,
you're right.
As for the brother who has had a very privileged life because so many – in the family rallied around him.
He may have rallied around him, but he had to go to school and do all that
he
shit.
He needs to get hit upside the head and stop being like that, you know?
Oh, God, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, for you, I want you to know, though, he's going to really put in some good effort with your grandson because it has occurred to him. I mean, this guy, okay. Some
damage control.
Go over his head like 747. All right. And men are a lot like that. Okay.
Yeah, women are all geniuses.
No, but
every freaking one of them are fucking Einstein. Oh, sorry, he was a guy. But anyway, go back.
Typically, men are not good listeners, especially when we women are talking. Your eyes glaze over.
Because you guys typically talk about nonsense and bullshit. That's why. Oh, I was thinking of getting my hair color. No, did you see the neighbor the other day? She was out there. And I don't think she had panties on, blah, blah. Yeah, after a while, the guy's like, filter on. She's talking nonsense bullshit. I got to put a filter up or I'm going to go insane. I'm going to go insane if I have to listen all the time.
Well, in other ways, your neighbor's very sharp. I mean, like you said, he had a very successful career. And he is going to really try to do his best because he knows he failed you the last time. So I want to always believe the glass is half full.
Yeah.
That a person is worthy of redemption until they prove themselves otherwise.
Then that's the way people live in unicorn land. That's the land of unicorns.
No,
you run around, hey, there's another unicorn. Yay.
I could say something right now to you that you would feel bad about.
You'd be surprised what I would feel bad about.
All right. Well, how about when I told you earlier, I said, I'm feeling really bad tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, well, what do you want to do? Go kill yourself?
Well, that was out in public. And after a while, when somebody keeps bitching and moaning about how things aren't that great, like, really, are they really that bad? Then jump off a cliff. Because you know what? When you say that, it's like, oh, it isn't that bad, is it?
Well, your yardstick might not be the same as mine. And with Lisa and the neighbor, we have no cause to judge. I can tell her what's in the cards, but she's going to make up her own mind, you know?
Well,
yeah.
Everybody
so
makes up
I
their own mind.
I think you're going to be very surprised. Now, are you driving back tomorrow night?
Well, you know, my intention is. Now, everybody is telling me I should take an overnight accommodation, but you know, Deb, this country is infested with bed bugs, and I am just terrified.
Yeah.
And
well,
I mean, nobody likes the idea that I drive back. Everybody wants me to take an overnight place, and I just don't want to do that. I mean, I'm leaving early enough in the morning where I could get back on the fringes of dark 0:30. I won't be, like, driving, you know, in the dark for a long time.
Okay.
And then the other thing is it's sparse driving. Nobody's really going to be on the road tomorrow.
No, that's a fact.
No, but towards into the evening, the sooner you can get on the road and get home, the better. Because I am seeing something here in the cards that, God forbid, we don't want this to happen again to you guys. But in the evening hours, there's going to be drunks on the road that left
Okay, maybe I should take an overnight stay. I was going to stop and visit. Some other relatives.
Do they have bed bugs even at like Hilton or you know something that's really classy and fancy?
I just am reading on social media that we are plagued with them for
France. Media.
When you go
nice.
In the hotel room, you pick up the mattress and
social
look,
media. That's great.
And peel back the sheets.
Yes. Bring your microscope with
you,
of course. You
don't have
yep.
to. You can see them. And if you see any kind of critter, then you should go down and tell them you're not staying.
Well, you go to a place that's going to hurt you a little bit in the wallet, and you can read reviews before you go there.
Yeah.
Typically, the expensive places are going to not want that reputation.
Our exterminator told me when you travel, put your case in the bathtub if they have one, or up on those. You know, those, what they're called, those things for holding luggage.
Oh, yeah, I can picture it in my head,
I recommend wearing a bio suit in, you know, come on. How in the fuck did humans survive on this planet with all these goddamn worries? Jesus Christ, we're going to worry ourselves to death.
Oh, somebody's on the scammer.
I'll take care of that with
you. All right, well, I just want to tell you, whatever this thing is, it's a warning, you know, it's a card of warning, and it is saying to coming quick. And there's been some real tragedies lately. God, people are flying off this planet. I don't know if you read the news, but look at that Dick founding member. She's driving down the road by El Paso, Texas. Boom, some guy just, you know, what do they call it, front-end collision?
Head on.
I think it would not. Oh. Why am I hearing? Yeah.
Just stand by, Deb.
I don't like to hear my voice.
Face got all bullshit on me. Go ahead. We're back to normal. Go ahead.
All right.
Facebook locked up.
I just am feeling don't be out there, you know, too late. Because people are going to leave these parties. You know, they're, what would you call it, like wax to the boards? They're, you know, they've been drinking
eggnog. Well, you know what?
Eggnog, I finished mine.
Yeah, I'll make every intention to get out early so I can get back
early.
Yeah. Like 5:30, 6 o'clock.
What is your one-way hour trip? How many hours one-way? You said five?
Five and a half.
Woo! Well, then, you know what? Saddle up, put on your big girl pants, and get your ass on the road at 5 a.m.
Yeah,
you're right.
Get your ass to bed, set that alarm for 4 a.m., and get the hell on the road. Or 5.
Get the hell
say
on 4, the road.
But then 5 is your latest. Set it.
Tonight is another bad night. And then next week, all the amateurs will be out.
Thank God I don't have to. Yeah, I don't have to take him back till January 7th, and the mother's going to meet me halfway, so that'll be good.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You know, you can only worry and prepare so much. But, you know, life's going to do what life's going to do.
Well, Jim has actually had
what the fuck are you going to do?
I'm going to tell them what you do. He had a... What was
the voodoo that,
car?
I do?
What was that car you had, the silver one? It was an old police
car. Oh, that
car.
Was a long time ago. Long
he
time
ended
ago.
Up on a bridge going up on two... On one slot, because there was a wreck in front of him.
Yeah, there was a wreck in front of me, and I had a half a shoulder on the left, so I pitched the car over to the left, and it went up on two wheels, and it went around all the cars and popped back down. I mean, I didn't.
And the highway patrol came up to you and said, like,
how? No, he goes, I've never seen any piece of driving like that ever. I was like, I just said, I saw these cars crunch up in front of me. I didn't want to be responsible for hitting them, so I just pitched it to the left. It just happened. Well, they designed those barriers and stuff to do some things so you don't wreck as bad. And it went up on two wheels and then dropped back down. So what I came out was an older car, so it had a real bumper. So it had a scratch on the bumper. And the tire from the impact when it came back down had a bubble on it. So I had to get a new tire like in a couple of days.
It broke the sidewall. Lisa,
you
got to keep an eye on the flaccid Sultan.
Keep an eye on that flaccidness.
This guy is out there deep behind your back.
I think
really?
He's a totally fake friend.
Yeah, Deb's thrown that out there a couple times. Yeah. He wants his buddy back. And you're in the way of the buddy.
Tell him something provocative that isn't true. We've talked before.
Oh, like how sexy his flaccid is?
Well, it's misinformation. It's
something that
when people are in a world with like classified stuff, they want to find a leak. You got to feed some bad information out there to only certain people, and then if that information comes back to you, you know where the leak is.
Yep, exactly.
That my neighbor has
you
holes.
You gotta somehow let him know something that's not true.
My neighbor has holes in his panties or something.
No, it's got to be something about you or your friends or something. It's got to be something about you that's salty that he would want to feed back to your neighbor.
Like, wow, you should have been here last night.
Something that he could overhear and just say like,
a girl fondling
me
and she was kissing me.
Yeah, man, I was out there grinding with a guy on the floor and he overhears it. And then he'll feed it
but
back.
But my neighbor's already done that. I mean, it wasn't that racy, but my neighbor told me. He says, Blessed Sultan told me you were out dancing. He said, I want to go with you. And we had that conversation a few weeks ago because the Blessed Sultan had reported to him. I could do it again.
He's trying to drive a wedge.
Yeah,
and the neighbor's going to not believe it, but if I don't know if you give a shit, and at this point I wouldn't, but if you give a shit, you could set that up and then tell the neighbor, here's
set
the deal.
Set him up so that he looks like a fool.
So you can say, all right, here's the deal. I made up this story, and look what he told you about the story. That guy's trying to drive a wedge because that's not a true story.
Suzanne, before, I just have to answer Suzanne here real quick. I was sent a message from the UK Amazon. They said that the delivery person handed it.
Well, she said they were going to leave it, and she just happened to be there. But otherwise, they were going to leave it in her neighborhood's bed.
Yeah.
You know what? Welcome to Amazon. Amazon doesn't give two shits if your neighborhood's bed. They're going to leave it at the door. They're going to take a picture, and if somebody steals it,
out of luck.
You, the person in the center, are out of luck because they're not going to – what are they going to do? It's Amazon. They're not going to sit there. I'm going to sit here and wait for this person to hand deliver it. They're trying to deliver 15,000 things in 1 hour to make their money.
Funny, they aren't like UPS. Pitch them.
But they have to at least take a picture to cover their ass.
So, Lisa, I can't wait to hear from you again to know how it went.
Again and again.
It looks very nice.
What is it? How it went?
Huh?
You said
how the trip
it.
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right. We probably won't hear from her tomorrow. She's going to be on the road. Well, she can call us if she's driving.
Yeah.
That is a call.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, put him behind the wheel.
You're taking the neighbor with you?
No, God, no. No,
oh,
he doesn't. No.
Hey, there you go. She's wise, Yes.
Right. No, I fly solo.
Yeah, that is wise because she's been in that situation before. You stick yourself in a car with somebody on a 10-hour trip, you got nowhere to go. You got nowhere to go. Yeah. You got nowhere to go. You got to make, you better be 100% sure that's what you want to do on a 10-hour trip. And that's 10 hours minimum. That's 10 hours bare minimum. Those actually might be longer with stops and stuff. And gas.
Yeah, with gasoline stuff.
Yeah, and you got a kid, you got to pee, you got to eat, you know, yeah, absolutely.
Have a really nice Christmas together, you guys.
Indeed.
Yep, and we'll talk to you soonest. Maybe
Michelle, indeed. We're going to be here tomorrow. It's up to you.
No, she's not doing it tomorrow.
She's not doing Christmas, yeah. So we'll be here on our own tomorrow.
Yeah.
No news for the soul Monday. So we'll be here same time if you want to call in. We'll be here, Lisa.
Otherwise, we'd love to soonest.
Or we'll probably do a Tuesday show, I'm thinking. We don't know, probably. It's all probables.
Well, you don't have to work for a week. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true. I keep forgetting. I thought it was January already. Nope, you're right. I am off all week.
How lovely.
Indeed.
Yeah. He got it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of holidays we don't get, but they save for this time. And then I have to burn 3 days of vacation, too. So.
Well, Lisa, take care.
Yep.
And thank you for calling
you
us.
Bye,
you too, you guys.
Thank you very much.
You.
Bye,
love you both.
Love you a long time.
All right. And Suzanne, you did get it, though.
Got it, yep. She was just worried because, you know.
I was worried, too, because sometimes, I remember the addresses and postal codes. I know where they're going. Over there. Over there.
Over there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Australia.
She got it.
For Rachel, that was another kind of weird one. Where we are strictly like 8100 Simons Drive. That's it. No, we still got 10 minutes. Oh. Yeah.
All right. Well, then here we go then.
All right.
We shut down to
our... Oh, we got to do the house, too.
Well, that's...
No, maybe we should do the house and callers tomorrow.
Okay.
So we'll just do the drawing.
Folks, we're hitting the 90-minute mark. We're going to do a drawing, but we'll be here tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. You got to get in early. That's all I could say, folks. Sorry.
Everybody gets something different.
Yeah.
I try to think of you in what I think would be... maybe a bright spot in your day or something motivational. Okay, so I didn't pick out one thing. And no, I did not send the copies of my book. No, you guys don't need that.
She didn't send out any dildos either.
No, no dildos. I'm sorry. No vibrators.
It is a phallusless Christmas. No phalluses for you. Phalli.
But,
I don't know if it's phalli. Phalluses. I don't know if it's plural.
If somebody would have said, please send me a strap on, I might have had to go to the pink banana and go.
No. We would have to do it online. We're not going to try to ship something internationally from out of our pocket. We would spend like $60 to ship something stupid like this. That would cost like $60 to ship that internationally. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
Give me two.
Why?
Because
you don't
like
have
that
many left.
That's good. Oh, she's not here tonight. Courtney.
Well, she was here early, wasn't she? No,
Courtney,
that was somebody else.
Ashton.
That was somebody else. I don't freaking know.
Is she here?
Nope.
Oh, well, why don't we throw her back in? I'd like her to be.
They don't have to be here. Neither of them are here. I don't give a shit. You can throw everybody back. I'll give two squats.
Yeah,
this is her thing.
Try it again.
Look at that. Look at her pulling shit out.
It'd be nice if there was somebody that comes a lot.
Yeah, we're going to draw until we hit somebody. Yeah, half the people here already got something, so what are the odds of getting somebody that's here that didn't get anything? What are the odds that is in the – has to be in it, too? I don't really think she's still here.
Well, but it'll be nice.
Wait, that's wait a minute. Which one's that?
Catherine.
Which one?
Griffith.
Our Catherine from the East Coast. Because
there's another
Catherine from the land of Ire.
So one more.
You didn't put the other one back in, did you?
I did.
Yeah, which means I could draw it again. Which I did.
The same one?
Yeah, well, you put it back in there, Deb. What the hell are you thinking? You don't put it back in. Good Lord Jesus. She's not here. I mean, we're going to play this game. Nobody's going to be here. Nope, not here.
I might have nicked out everybody that's here.
Yeah, nobody's here. That's all. That's what you got. There you go. There you go. So everybody else is not here in there. That's it.
Well, we'll see how fast you get it. Because, like, Suzanne got hers the very next day.
Yeah, you just don't know.
And Rachel in Australia, well, it's like their Amazon. Those people are drinking coffee or tea. And
yeah, but...
just laying around in the sun.
Tomorrow's Christmas.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening tomorrow. The order will get... orders can be placed, but no physical people... Amazon's not having humans work tomorrow.
Yeah.
No reason. No reason to do that. Not in our country. I don't know about Zimbabwe. They might be. I don't fucking know.
All right, everybody. We're going to call it.
Yep. Call it. Flatline. Call
That's right.
Time of death. Yep. Time of death is 2021 Eastern Standard Time. Time of death. Sorry, folks. We know we didn't get everybody. We're hitting the 90-minute mark. That was our scheduled time. We can't go on forever. We'll be here tomorrow, which a lot of folks won't be show-wise. A lot of folks don't do shows on Christmas Day. We're going to be here. We shall be here. Yeah. So the moral of the story is be first. Don't be last.
That's right.
You can get, for the Log Talkers, 15-minute mark, you can get in the queue. 15 minutes prior to the show, you can get in the queue. If you call before that, it tells you basically, it even tells you that. The show's scheduled to start a certain amount of time. Basically, 15 minutes of the show, you can call and get on hold. And we may start late, so don't hang up. Don't hang up. We have two platforms. We also do a Facebook, and if we're having problems, we're going to be late. But as long as you hear music, everything's cool. I know everybody got screwed up the last 7 days of Blog Talk being trapped. Crap, poop, snot. Bottom line is, even if we're late, you should still hear music. Just have faith that we're going to be there. We will be there. All right, well, we have multiple musics, Deb. Which one would you like to close it out with tonight? We did the Dire Straits last night.
We should have found something.
How many new things can we do? I put a new one back on last night, and we played it. I did the old Dire Straits from the past last night.
Play it again.
Play it again, Sam.
Yeah.
Remember that from Casablanca?
Yes, I've never seen it completely.
I've never seen it completely either because it's not that great.
Oh, if you like nostalgia, it is.
Yes.
Oh my God, yes.
It is. It.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was classic. I guarantee it's classic. It's just as far as entertainment-wise.
We'll have to find a Christmas song for tomorrow. Something.
That's guaranteed.
Looking for you.